Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's talk tech and money with a tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai, joining us. This is Tech Talk. Apple has projected quarterly sales that topped analyst estimates, suggesting the demand for iPhones has stabilized after a disappointing holiday period. Shares of the mobile tech giant rose about 5% in extended trading. So we know Huawei is really outselling the competition. But how is Apple's iPhone business doing?
Yeah, that's right. Huawei is indeed outselling Apple, and we actually were going to talk about that in just a bit. But first, let's focus on literally the Big Apple. So Apple's shares, they actually did quite well after the company posted a pretty good second quarter earnings. So fiscal second quarter sales, they actually fell 5.1% from a year ago to $58 billion. Analysts estimated $57.5 billion. And Apple had forecast actually revenue between $55 and $59 billion, and that actually marks the second straight quarter of revenue decline. So, however, analysts are actually a little bit upbeat on Apple's stock because, they basically look at iPhone revenue as a sort of barometer for, Apple stock. So iPhone revenue is actually slipping at the moment because people are actually holding on to the handsets a little bit longer. Slower economic growth and cheaper rivals in China have also dented sales during this holiday period. And Apple, I think we talked about this a couple of months back on the show, that they're actually lowering prices on their iPhones to sort of help drive sales. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of sparking optimism that iPhone revenue is going to stabilize.
Mm-hmm. What about Apple's other business categories, Kai? How are they faring?
So Apple, I think Apple now, if you take a bigger look at the company, they're sort of moving towards services, moving towards becoming a platform for services. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Apple going to the news category, the news segment. So people are going to pay it's Netflix for news, right? Mm-hmm. So pay a sum, you get all the news you want. So that kind of thing, and also video video services as well. So services revenue came in at $11.45 billion, which actually exceeded the street's expectations. And Apple is, like I said, looking to diversify through additional devices and services. And the new service, $9.99 a month, and it looks to be quite successful. And it's also going to launch a credit card. What was that? The Apple card or something? Yeah, something like that. So they're going to go
Seems
into this
whole
payments.
Seems a bit regressive, no? Yeah. After you have Apple Pay on your phone, to then sign up for a card.
Well, see, that's how much money the company is actually making. They can actually afford to produce a credit card and become a payments company, right? It's very interesting. It is a little bit regressive. Like they're going all in on a cashless thing. Pay to your phone and then suddenly, boom, credit card.
Well, in many newsrooms today, people talking about Huawei's ballooning sales. Apple and Samsung reportedly slowing smartphone sales in the first quarter of this year, but the Chinese tech giant bucking the trend in a big way. Smartphone shipments from this company surging 50% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year, while Apple iPhone shipments tumbled 30%. So tell us about this company.
This company being Huawei. So look, Huawei smartphone shipments, they surged 50% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year, while Apple's iPhone shipments, they tumbled 30%. That is data from research from IDC. Samsung's shipments, on the other hand, they dropped 8% year on year. So I think Apple's seeing a bigger drop actually than Samsung. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because I think a lot of people are holding on to their iPhones just a little bit longer.
Because we're paying more for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the XS Max, was it last year that we were talking about it?
Yep.
That phone was easily $2,000 and above.
Yeah.
That's the price of a laptop, right?
Yeah.
And some people, they're saying look, maybe this is, the previous generation, see, maybe that's all the phone I need. Mm. I don't need to pay $2,500 for a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, considering the international pressure on Huawei, would you consider Huawei has done a very impressive growth, a very good results for them?
Absolutely. I think they're doing really, really well. On the face of it all, looking at the countries that are, sort of restricting Huawei's access to their core 5G networks, which is the next big battleground in the tech revolution. And Huawei, for all its, for all the challenges it has faced, it is growing significantly because of the pace of its innovations. Like Huawei's phones, they're coming out with new and wacky ideas. So basically, you can use your Huawei phone to charge another phone. You know, that kind of reverse wireless charging. So you don't have to... Yeah. So you apparently, so you put your Huawei phone to on the back of another phone, which also has wireless charging, and your phone can charge the other one.
Oh, wow. I need that piggyback charging.
It's quite crazy.
Very creative.
And it's the Chinese companies that are going all out with wacky ideas. I mean, they're basically throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, so, innovation flowering, really. Okay, let's talk about Facebook. We don't often talk about Facebook here on Tech Talk, but you say, Kai, the news feed on Facebook is going to look very different because the company is pivoting towards becoming a payments and privacy-oriented company.
That's right, yeah.
Really? So, how's the app going to change?
So, you know, the first thing we see on Facebook is the news feed.
Yep.
That's the one where we all have our friends' updates, what they had for dinner last night, all the random news services that we subscribe to, and we scroll through that, and that's what we know the news feed as today. So Facebook is going to be redesigned. So I'm just looking at a render now. It's a huge change from what we're looking at on the app now. It's going to be redesigned around groups and events. They're going to start downplaying the news feed, and Mark Zuckerberg says this is because Facebook is going to highlight, you know, things that matter. So people-to-people kind of thing. It's going to create a prominent groups tab and a personalized feed from the groups you've joined rather than a sort of generalized update feed about, like we said, about everything under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is part of Facebook's strategy to maybe mitigate some of the criticism.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, we've talked about how Facebook has come under fire for some of its practices. Mm. Like last year, they had some privacy scandals left and right. The European Union was all over them.
Or even having to come under pressure to verify what's fake and what's not in terms of news.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they have unwittingly become the arbiter of news, you see. So I think the company's come under a lot of fire recently, and this is sort of their way of, you know, maybe easing users into a different, nicer, more private Facebook.
Any idea when is this happening?
So I think it's going to come very soon, actually. Facebook's already testing the system out on a select few users. And I think we're definitely going to see something in the works now, sooner rather than later. Because, I mean, if all these scandals come back to haunt it, so Facebook has to really buck up and, you know, get things working.
Okay, I wish I had a little horn to symbolize it's tech fact time, but I don't have a horn. So take it away.
So this little tech fact, it's not really a tech fact. It's a trip down memory lane for some of us who are quite tech savvy. So the first floppy disks, can anyone remember how large they were? So we had the 3.5. The last ones that disappeared before the current gen were 3.5.
Okay.
We had the, 5.25 inch.
Wow, JP was just miming that.
And there's one more before that. It's the grandfather of floppy disks.
Which is how big?
8 inch.
8 inch.
You got to hold that up for me so I can see.
Basically a record. record size.
How long ago was that?
So the 8 inch ones, I was just reading, late 1960s.
Late 1960s.
8-inch floppy disks.
Oh.
Yeah.
The tragedy is there's some young people listening who have no idea what a floppy disk is.
What are you talking about?
They have no idea what a floppy disk is. Yeah. They have grown up in the age past floppy disks.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Even past the age of one of those enhanced floppy disks. Like, was it... It was a really big floppy disk, really fat, and it stored a whopping 256 megabytes of data on it.
Fat floppy disk?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Fat flop? No, I don't remember that. I'm just too young. Actually, talking about that, I was just talking to one of my nephews, and then he doesn't even really know what are CDs.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
we've come to that point now.
Exactly,
that point where people don't know what CDs are.
Yeah, so
someone has 3D printed a safe icon.
CDs don't have that same cool factor as vinyl,
right?
People know vinyl even if they're very, very young.
Exactly,
because there's something cool and retro about
it. And because vinyl is coming back,
but there's nothing cool about CDs.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cool about
sadly,
it's a mass-produced sort of plastic item. Mm,
yeah. But, and I think vinyl is also because related to the DJ. I play the music. I mix the vinyls.
Yeah,
the,
you know,
the
they have that whole scratchy
a bit of that cool factor.
That kind of thing.
Can you make that pucker pucker sound?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you with us, tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai. There, you've been listening. to Tech Talk.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.